NASCAR Steve Hoppin on the air, and Michigan International Speedway is celebrating their 50th anniversary season, kicking off June 8th with the ARCA Series race. June 9th, the Xfinity teams are going to be there. And then June 10th, the Monster Energy Cup teams running the first of two races at MIS. You can get your tickets at mispeedway.com. They got a lot of fun planned, and I'm honored to welcome Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Chevy Camaro in the Monster Energy Cup Series, to the program. How are you, Chase?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right, a big thrill to talk to you, for sure. I'm going to get the obvious question out of the way, and you've probably answered this question 100 times. We all know the Chevy teams are struggling. What is the trouble with the new car, or what are you guys struggling with as far as the setup and getting this thing running fast?
Yeah, I don't know. If I knew, I'd fix it for sure. But, you know, I don't think you can really blame the manufacturer. You know, I look at the way that the 42 car and Kyle Larson runs. He runs, you know, pretty well, not of the dominance that some of these other guys are showing right now, but certainly competitive. And there's been weeks where I feel like we've been competitive too. So I'm not sure, you know, where the dominance and that, you know, that big of a step is at. But you know, we're all working hard, and not for lack of effort. So this sport kind of goes in cycles, and you know, it's one of those things where if you hit on the upside, you can look like a hero, and when you hit it on the downside, you look like you don't know what you're doing. So it just kind of depends on the timing, and hopefully it'll swing back around for me and my team.
Has that been a frustrating thing? Obviously, you guys are frustrated with it, but it's just you guys are working as a company to fix that, right? Hendrick Motorsports?
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a few Facebook questions asked. Somebody wanted to know, do you ask your dad for help with setups or with help with the tracks?
No, to be honest with you, we don't really talk about racing a whole lot.
Okay.
You know, in general, I think that, you know, we've both been around it for a long time now, and we, you know, are lucky enough to share some similar hobbies outside of racing, and, you know, we really spend more time talking about that stuff than we do the actual racing part.
You've had some consistent runs at MIS. I've enjoyed watching your race there. What makes MIS a great track for you?
That's a good question. You know, I think that the racetrack has definitely been good to me. I don't really know why. I think that the circumstances and how our cars have been at different points in time has been good for us. And you know, the sport in general is such a here and now sport. And as you go through time, I think your performance is how you run as a whole from track to track at that specific time frame really is going to determine how you run at a racetrack, whether, you know, you like a racetrack or not. So, you know, our last race at the track wasn't as good as the first few, but just kind of how it goes sometimes.
What is your favorite track or type of track? And do you have an upcoming race that's like circled on the calendar, we're going to do good at this one?
To be honest with you, I really don't have a favorite. I don't guess. But, you know, like I said, it's so hard to look out into the schedule, and people ask, oh, well, do you have a racetrack circle that you think you're going to do really good at? And it's so hard, it's really hard to tell.
Right.
You know, like I said, it's all about kind of how things are here and now, and things could be very different in a few weeks' time, and you don't really know how that's going to impact your performance and what, you know, what's going to change and how it's going to change, whether it goes in your favor or not. So, you really just have to kind of take it week by week and work on the things that are in your control, make the most of whatever you can do that specific day and go on down the road.
Somebody wanted to know, what's your go-to meal before a race, or do you have anything that you avoid eating before you get into the race car?
I don't like to have super big meals before a race, but typically just something simple, chicken and something along those lines. Without a grilled chicken.
Have you ever been to Northern Michigan? Have you ever traveled north of the racetrack at all? Explored a little bit in your time, maybe with your dad or your family, or just on your own?
Yeah, been around and about. You know, nowhere in specific, but have done some flying up kind of above the racetrack some. So have had a little bit of a view of Michigan. So it's a nice area. I enjoy coming up here in the summer. It's one of the nicest places I think we come from a, you know, just countryside standpoint, and it's beautiful, you know, up here this time of year, and when you get towards the the month and a half that the two races fall. So I've always enjoyed coming up here. We have some friends that are close by the racetrack, so it's been a fun place to visit.
Nice. I love it here. I'll stay here forever. You have a great friendship with Ryan Blaney. Has that helped as far as with your ascent to the Cup Series, having somebody like sort of with the same background, because your dad's both raced and you guys have been around the racing world all the time. Is that important? Does it help you?
I don't know that it helps or hurts the on-track performance, but we definitely have been good friends for a long time, and I think that it's nice to have a buddy like that and a good friend that does travel around, that is on kind of the same schedule as you, because when you're racing and you're doing things on the weekends, typically your schedule is exact opposite of the majority of people that work during the week and have weekends off.
So, right.
It is good to kind of have be on the same wavelength as somebody else that you get along with.
And it has to be good, I mean, because maybe not with racing, but you guys can talk about how all this affects your life and have somebody who understands it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, I got to meet you, I think it was last summer at Merritt Speedway. You came up for one of their races. Are you going to plan on getting up there this year again?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't have any plans to right now, but enjoy going up there. It's a cool place and whatnot. But no, I don't have no plans to visit as of now.
How about your sponsors? You want to give them a little plug while we're here?
Sure. Well, yeah, I think everybody knows I'm a Napa guy at this point. This is on a Caesars country, though. We have a partnership with them through Mountain Dew, and they're going to be with us up here in the race here in a few weeks, so it's a good time.
All right, great. Well, we look forward to seeing you rev it up and get that win. I'm waiting for you. I'm cheering for you every week. I'm a bow tie guy. I was a Jeff Gordon fan for a long time, so I love the Hendrick team. So I wish you nothing but success, and I can't wait to see you in victory lane.
All right, I appreciate that.
All right, thanks to Chase Elliott for stopping in. Don't forget, folks, get your tickets to the 50th anniversary season at MIS at MISpeedway.com.